Okay, Jill, and we're at the meeting of the Central Illinois Livestock Producers here before the holidays, their annual meeting down here at 4C Winery and Coffeen. And you joined the group here to discuss the topics and just different things in the beef industry at the current time and even in the livestock industry, most notably the difference between plant-based beef and real beef, and that's a big topic going on right now.
Absolutely. So pleased to be here at the meeting this evening, and plant-based protein and then real beef is definitely sort of the issue of the year and something that we talk about quite often. So I shared with the group this evening what we're doing, both on the policy side. That's where the Illinois Beef Association can be a little bit more harder hitting on those issues there, and then also what we're doing to promote beef on the checkoff side of things.
And one question that was brought up that I thought was a very good question was that the there's really no set rules yet. It's kind of all in limbo, and the same thing is that they're not really requiring plant-based beef to be on the same sort of regulations as beef. And that's a big issue with the livestock producers here in Mid-Illinois.
Absolutely. So we've got several different alternative proteins that we talk about. There's the plant-based burgers, which have been around for a long time, but what we're seeing happening is sort of a different marketing strategy. And so it's, you know, the great thing about this country is with a safe food system, yet you have a lot of options. But what we want to make sure that people are aware of is beef, you know, beef tastes great. Beef is still the king of protein. And then helping people understand just those ingredients that go into these plant-based burgers that certainly do not constitute them to be called beef. And then just the nutritional profile of real beef, the zinc, the iron, the protein, and how important it is as part of a well-balanced diet. And then we look at another alternative protein, which is the lab-grown protein products. Something that IBA and we're working on definitely on a national level is making sure that those products are regulated correctly, especially in terms of marketing claims and labeling, and have the proper oversight when we talk about food safety. So beef as a product is inspected every day, and if another new alternative protein product is going to come onto the market that people are going to consume, we want to make sure that it's safe and inspected just as judiciously.
And when we move on to, of course, we spoke a little bit about African swine fever, of course, the livestock producers. That's something that beef has not really had been dealing with as any big epidemic around the world. But what is the Illinois livestock, or at least Illinois beef, doing to kind of combat any possible issues that could arise in the beef industry?
Right. So we see African swine fever as such a threat to the pork industry, but still very much a threat to both beef and pork is foot and mouth disease. And so one of our policy priorities was making sure a fully funded foot and mouth disease vaccine bank was part of the 2018 Farm Bill, and it is. So now what we're working on is making sure that we're able to implement that. And more than anything, you know, helping our farmers understand if and more concerning when there is a foreign animal disease outbreak, what steps you need to take to be prepared, especially when we talk about the movement of cattle and if there were a disease outbreak, indemnity payment. So it's important in that event, you have to have a premise ID for that. So just helping understand if this hits us, what we need to do to be prepared.
And one more topic that I'd like to touch on here, we also, the group talked about BQA and how important that is. So I'm sure a lot of producers out there know what it is, but for those that might need a reminder, you know, let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So the Beef Quality Assurance Program for the beef industry is a voluntary program, a producer-led program, and it really started as a way to improve the quality of beef and has, you know, in the last 20 years really evolved into our most important sort of consumer confidence tool. So very much about animal health and welfare and care. We cover some biosecurity in the program. So a full gamut of conversation in terms of proper animal handling and beef production practices. But more importantly, we're seeing it as something that consumers are starting to recognize and say, you know, I want to make sure that my beef is raised in a way that I trust, and beef quality assurance certified producers are answering that call.
And moving into 2020 for the Illinois Beef Association, any goals or just anything we haven't spoke about that you'd like to mention for the new year?
Yeah, you know, big picture, we're going to continue to promote beef to the best of our ability, and we're really fortunate in Illinois to have quite a few local cattlemen's groups that help us promote beef too. So we're definitely going to talk to dietitians, to influencer groups, continue to promote beef's great taste, to continue to promote what a protein-packed product it is, and talk about our farmers that work so hard to raise a quality product every day. On the policy side, we'll go into the spring legislative session in 2020, focused on making sure that farmers can still use antibiotics and work with their veterinarian to develop a herd health plan that works for farmers as individuals, and make sure that farmers can continue to expand their livestock farms or bring back the next generation to continue that family legacy.
That sounds great, Jill. That was Jill Johnson with the Illinois Beef Association here at the Central Illinois Livestock's meeting in Coffeen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.